Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Big Thinkers Academy of Professional Development, launching November 1st, 2011. You can visit www.bigthinkersacademy.com, and you can also find them on Facebook under Big Thinkers Academy and Twitter at BThinkers. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of 6- and 7-figure earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to inspire and encourage you, the listener, and second, we must edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another fabulous Monday. Happens to be September the 19th, and I hope you're as excited about your future as I am, because trust me, it is very, very bright. Know that we do what we believe, and when we believe something so strong, there is nothing that can stop us achieving that. Please note that we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so thank you for spreading the word. Today's show is, I'm telling you, one I've been so excited about, and I've been looking forward to it personally since we scheduled our guest earlier this year. And I won't speak much about it, but if you could see my desk right now, I know our environment must affect our productivity in some ways. And I keep hearing and have heard this term, feng shui, for years, and it has really intrigued me, but I haven't made the time to learn all the details and all the foundation that there is to learn about it. So today we are in for a real treat. Our very special guest is not only a feng shui expert, but she is an acclaimed interior designer, Ms. Sherry Ways of Creative Ways Solutions, LLC, out of Washington, D.C. So right now, we know what we need everybody to do is to call. We need you to email, tweet, text everybody, and tell them we have something awesome for them to learn today about how your workspace, your life, personal space can help create a better flow of productivity, a better flow, a better life, cash flow, you name it. We're talking about it today. So you can note that you can always follow us on Facebook under Wealthy Sisters, also under Twitter as well, and right here on the Blog Talk Network. Remember to mark us as your favorite and follow us here. But make sure you tell everybody to call 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. Or you can listen live on WealthySistersRadio.com. That's Wealthy Sisters Radio, Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, Radio.com. Now, I tell you what, let me just give you a little bit of insight into who our very, very phenomenal guest is today. Ms. Sherry Ways creates interior attunement through the use of personalized feng shui, color therapy, and holistic interior design for both residential and commercial environments. She is an educator and an intentional, I love it, intentional, one of my favorite words, intentional interior designer. Her programs and design solutions are focused on creating well-being by supporting the intent of the occupants through intentional design and green design awareness. Her results focus on relieving stress, and residential. Y'all, I talked about my desk. And commercial interior environments. Sherry is a certified feng shui practitioner, color therapist, color consultant, and certified interior environment coach. She is the principal designer of Creative Ways, that's with a K, and Solutions LLC in Washington, D.C. And she is our very, very special guest today on Wealthy Sisters. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, and hear from none other than the dynamic Miss Sherry Wade.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
Hello, hello, hello. We are live and back on Wealthy Sisters. I'm so excited to be here. Want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in the chat room. Also, all of the guys who are tuned in on the lines, I'm telling you, they are packed out. Thank you for calling in as well. You can also let others know that they can try to squeeze in today to hear this phenomenal show at 347-838-9278. We're talking about feng shui, interior design, and how this can help enhance your life. Our very, very special guest is none other than Miss Sherry Ways of Creative Ways Solutions. Hello, Miss Sherry. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah. I am just, like, totally excited to be here today because you and I have been talking for several months and had the wonderful pleasure of meeting you in Baltimore at the Sisters Conference, the Professional Black Woman Conference, and I'm just elated. I'm just really feeling good today and ready to share what I can to help those out there interested in feng shui and leading productive lives. So I'm really thrilled. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you taking time out to share with our audience. And, you know, we have an awesome audience. They are diverse, and a lot of people think it's just women, but we have some phenomenal gentlemen, serious gentlemen that listen as well. So our audience is open to everyone internationally, and we are so excited to learn more about this topic. But first, before we do get into that, you know, we are nosy. We always say that here. And we'd love to learn really a little bit more about our special guest today. What went into the making of you today, Sherry Ways? Where did you grow up, and how did you actually get into feng shui and interior design?
Well, it's been a journey. It's actually been a 10-year journey.
Wow.
I started out, I was raised in upstate New York. I was in a military family that my father retired up there and grew up there and, you know, really liked art and decorating, watching my mom, you know, that kind of thing. And originally I wanted to go to art school, and I got talked out of it because, you know, people say, oh, well, artists don't make money, you know, those kinds of things. So I ended up going to business school, graduated with a degree in business administration marketing, went on, worked in the banking industry, and found myself getting a master's degree in urban planning and worked for 7 to 10 years in transportation planning at the local, federal, and private sector. But somewhere along that way, I kept going back to this feeling of being creative and art. And my husband and I, after we got married, bought our first house within the first year, started decorating the house, got a lot of compliments on it. And what I did was simply study books on decorating. And at that time, I was really interested in ethnic decorating, Afrocentric decorating, and was reading a few books about it and mimicking these things in my home. And as visitors and people came over, they were like, oh, wow, you have a talent for this. And, you know, I hadn't thought about it. So then we ended up buying another house a couple years later, did the same thing, got the same reaction. And then finally someone said, who actually was my pastor, why don't you consider going back to school and doing this, you know, as a career? And I enjoyed it so much because it gave me self-empowerment. When I looked at my interior and looked at the colors and things that I selected, I felt empowered, particularly because I was working in a very stressful job situation at that time. It was so nice to come home to an environment that just looked like me, spoke to me, relaxed me. So I started taking classes in interior design, and at the same time I was involved in a spiritual community and really began to think about myself as an empowered person and working with energy and looking at spirituality as a key to interiors. So I was reading books like Iyanla VinZant, Wayne Dyer, you know, a lot of those New Age people, and just thought, hey, why don't I study feng shui too and try to combine the two, because I want people to feel like I feel when I come into my space. I think I do more intuitive feng shui in my own home, but I do actual feng shui for others. So became certified as a feng shui practitioner and started combining the two. And back in 2006, I decided to do this full-time and left my good government job to pursue
this.
Not
with the benefits and all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, with the blessing, you know, my husband and I talked about it, and he saw that my passion was there, and I started, you know, started out with friends, actually started out with friends and members of my church, and then it just kind of grew from there and just really put myself out there by doing workshops, you know, talking to people about how to empower themselves as becoming a decorator within themselves, that everyone is a decorator, because a lot of people say, oh, I don't have the talent, oh, I don't have the skills, I don't know how to do this. And started at the D.C. Recreation Center. I'm here in Washington, D.C., and had a successful seven-week class with a bunch of women from the neighborhood as well as all over the city. And we took the workshops to various locations in and around the region, and it became very popular. It was called Introducing the Decorator in You. Some of the listeners who's listening remember me from those days. And it was just something that I put together based on my own experience. And people who took that workshop walked out saying, oh, my goodness, I didn't know I could do this. So, you know, my whole thing since, you know, then is to help people feel empowered in their interiors, whether I'm assisting them through the design process or if they are doing it for themselves. And, of course, feng shui is an area that is can be scientific, can be complicated, but I try to make it very easy for people. And I use it, and just to back up, feng shui is an ancient Chinese art of placement. It started out as a tool that wealthy Chinese people used way back there, talking 5,000 years ago, to figure out where they were going to bury their ancestors. And they wanted to find a place that was auspicious so that the wealth could continue for generations to come. So that's how feng shui really got started. And then it grew into living environments and became famous because of Donald Trump and a whole bunch of people about 20, 30 years ago. And so I just started looking at those principles and finding ways to use the arrangement of furniture and objects to increase good energy, or what they call chi, in the home. So on top of the whole design process, we're looking at creating good energy, creating opportunities, creating empowerment throughout the interior. So that's kind of the short end of how I got where I am.
Wonderful. Well, yeah. You know, we appreciate that. I mean, that's just an awesome foundation there and a lovely story, because, for one, you mentioned that this was, you know, you were on this path. You wanted mm-hmm. to go into art, and like so many of us who are, when we start out, we listen, we are programmed to listen to what others say outside of what our intuition might tell us, or what our particular likes are, or our desires mm-hmm. are, and they direct us in different ways. Although you are now, you know, you can use some of the things that you learned mm-hmm. in your foundation there, but you know, it's just so important for us as parents and as, I guess, support persons or individuals to encourage or to help develop and foster what's in a person, and not to try to box someone up into
right.
a particular area.
Mm-hmm. That is
because
so
it's so important to do what you are purposed to do. Not everybody is supposed to do the same thing. And you can make money at whatever is out here. You
right.
know, if you love doing it and you create and you do it in a certain way, as my I love Wallace Waddell's book, The Science of Getting Rich, there is a science to it. There's a science, just like there's a science that controls the air, that, you know, the rain, and all of that is a science. It's a science to getting rich. And he says if you do things in a certain way, no matter what industry, no matter what it is,
right.
you can get rich and obtain wealth in that. So thank you so much for sharing that. Now, I know also we have, like I said, our listeners, we want to keep it open for those who are maybe just trying to embrace this whole thing of chi,
mm-hmm.
this whole thing of energy, because, you know, that could be some spooky stuff that you're talking about, you know. So if you could just kind of give us a little foundation
sure.
of what exactly feng shui is, and what's this chi, and what's this energy, and how does it really, or how are you saying this affects our environment?
Okay. Feng shui can be very complicated, so I'm going to mm-hmm. give you what I call the universal principles. The
okay.
universal principles of feng shui is, the first thing is decluttering. You were mentioning in your introduction about your environment that you're sitting around right now,
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
whole need of getting organized and decluttering your space. So that's the first principle. And why is that important? Well, clutter is what we call stagnant energy, okay?
Mm.
So if we're talking about this thing called chi, let's break down chi for a minute. Chi
okay.
is air. It is anything that you can't see that circulates in and around a space. There
okay.
is what we call good energy, which is good chi,
mm-hmm.
and then there's this thing called bad energy,
mm-hmm.
which is often called sha, S-H-A.
Okay. Okay.
What we seek to do with chi, which comes through your doors, through your windows, through, it's an invisible feeling. It's a visible energy.
Mm-hmm.
Comes through your space from the front door and circulates all around your home, okay? So the whole idea of what this energy does, it is an energy that we want to try to cultivate in a space. So as you walk in, you're immediately feeling calm. You're immediately feeling fulfilled. You're immediately feeling empowered. And the presence of this energy and its ability to circulate correctly in a space, whether it's a workspace or your home or what have you, increases many great things for your life. Okay?
Okay.
So, for
okay.
example.
Give me some of those things.
Okay. Love and marriage.
Okay.
Love and marriage. We, you know, if we're already in love and we're seeking marriage, there are things that can be done with the circulation of this energy and the position of objects and colors that can enhance mm-hmm. that for you. Abundance mm-hmm. and wealth. If you're a person who's seeking more abundance and wealth in your life, there are certain things that we can do to increase that energy within a particular room and make those types of things happen. And part of that, Deborah, is this thing called a bagua. And some people might be familiar with it, some people may not. But a bagua is these what we call these life stations. These are various areas of our lives, such as wealth, fame and fortune, family, children, creativity, helpful people. All these things are laid out in what we call a bagua map. And you can overlay this map over your entire home, a room, what have you, even on your desk, and determine based on those areas what we want to be able to do to enhance various energies in our lives. I'm going to give you a quick example. I had a client recently.
Yeah, because I was going to go back to the love and the marriage and the abundance and the wealth, because I know those are the two hot topics.
Right. But I'm going to do something
so
a little bit more. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. But let's talk about the cluttering, okay?
Okay.
I had
okay.
a client. I have a client who mm-hmm. is in insurance. And
okay.
she's wonderful, very great networker, building her business, and the problem that she had in her home office, okay, was she had a lot of nice things, great space, but everything was cluttered.
Okay.
And she wanted so much to become more organized. So what we did is take a look at her space, and I laid just, you know, the bagua over her space, and took a look at her furniture arrangement. And then we talked about ways to organize her space and get it decluttered. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We also
mm-hmm.
brought in various colors, all kinds of things, artwork and things, to just kind of redecorate the space around this theme of becoming more organized and increasing wealth for herself. Okay, that was back in June. I just saw her 2 weeks ago at an event,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm. Come on.
She said to me, Sherry, my business is just going through this large amount of abundance.
Wow.
There's just so much happening. I'm getting so
wow.
many new clients. I am doing so many great things, and I was just so proud. I said, you got to write that down for me.
Yes.
The testimonial, which she did, and I was so thankful for that. And I also...
Yes.
I also work with her. You asked me about love and marriage. I also work
mm-hmm.
with her in her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Uh-oh.
So here's
mm-hmm.
a couple of things I'm going to share about the bedroom. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
making sure in your bedroom that you have...
Let me make sure everybody grabs
okay,
their
everybody write that down.
Get
okay,
get
I'm just going to give you a couple of things. Okay, make sure that your bed is up against a solid wall.
Okay.
Okay. Not windows, you know, not on a corner, you know, if you can. You know, if you can't do all of these things, folks, don't get discouraged. There's ways around it, okay?
They're
going
to leave. They're
going to
move out
today. Ideal situation. Ideal situation. You want to make
okay.
sure you have a solid headboard, not one that has a lot of, you know, holes or, you know, ornate stuff, just a real solid headboard, you know, something
okay.
that is, you know, preferably kind of rounded. You know, one of the things that feng shui likes is round shapes of furniture because what?
Mm-hmm.
The energy can get around rounder shapes than sharp shapes, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we want to do that. The other thing we want to make sure is that we have two end tables side tables on each side of our bed. Why? That's duality. That's mm-hmm. that's saying that each partner is equal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have two end tables, two identical lamps on the tables, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of clutter in the bedroom. The bed is positioned in such a way that it's not directly in front of the door entering the space, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Because when we're talking about the energy, okay, sometimes energy can rush through a space a little too quick for us, and that's
mm-hmm.
not good. We want to make sure that it circulates correctly because
mm-hmm.
chi, going back to that energy, is about flow, easy flow throughout a space, no stagnant, nothing that's going to have it stagnate in any, you know, portion of the room, which clutter tends to do. And if you have a door that's directly in front of a bed or a desk or anything like that, you know, that it's too much rush of an energy, so we want to kind of slow that down so it can circulate and create that good energy that we want to have, okay?
Can you close the door if you have a bed like that in front? I mean, it is.
Yes, you can close it.
Uh-huh.
If, you know, if you're in a situation that you can't move it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you can move it and you have a solid mm-hmm. wall and there's another wall in the space, let's do that. We want to make
okay.
sure that we don't have a lot of electronics in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The bedroom
mm-hmm.
is for what? For love and relaxation
mm-hmm.
and rest. So we
mm-hmm.
want to make sure that there's no TVs and stereos and computers and those kinds of things, you know, around. Because what do? They provide what we call EMFs, electromagnetic fields that can cause health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of disturbs the energy of the space. So that's the other thing. Everything we want to make sure in the bedroom shows duality, as I mentioned before. Make sure that you have loving pictures of you and your mate, your partner,
mm-hmm.
in there. You don't want a whole lot of pictures of things that are either negative. Take a look at your artwork. Take a look at the photographs in your space and make sure that they are depicting something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And in my bedroom, I have a really cute artwork piece where the husband or the male is kissing the female. And it's just creating a loving environment. So every time you see that, it sets the tone that, you know, I'm treated very nicely. There's a loving environment, those kinds of things. Or there's a picture of me and my husband hanging there and we're hugging. Or something that shows and represents duality and represents, even if you're not in love, maybe you want to bring love into your life. You want to represent those things in the bedroom.
Okay? Wonderful.
Or even on the Bagua area of the love and marriage. As well, so
uh-huh.
you want to do that. Pink, the color pink, putting pink flowers around, real flowers, nothing fake. I really believe in living energy in a space.
Uh-huh.
So in feng shui, the color pink, for example, represents love and marriage, and that can be represented in some flowers. Or if you want to paint a wall that way or bring in some other decorative items, maybe on your bedspread or something else that just kind of represents the color pink. And it could be a shade of pink that's a little bit more masculine, for example. If you are sharing.
Now, what about for the males that are listening? They may not want to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know,
wall.
You might want to do a touch
yeah.
of something, you know, like a vase.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or you
yeah.
might want to do an art piece or something
mm-hmm.
that just kind of brings in that color. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the main things. And you also want to ground your space with if you have, for example, a hardwood floor, you want to put an area rug down to kind of anchor the space. So those are just a few things. That,
oh wow! That's
yeah,
a lot.
You know
that's
I can share and you know, kind of easy for people to grasp because it can get complicated.
Right. Well, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Wealthy Sisters, and our very special guest today is Ms. Sherry Ways of Creative Ways and Solutions, LLC, out of Washington, D.C. She is a certified feng shui practitioner, a color therapist, color consultant, and certified interior environment coach, as you can tell. We are so excited to have her on the show today. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we want to learn how we can actually up-level our home offices or workplaces to increase abundance and productivity and health. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategy.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Live back here on the Wealthy Sisters. I'm Deborah Hartnett, and just want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And also to remind you, if you just checked in with us today, you can always listen to this show from the beginning and our other great episodes by logging to WealthySistersRadio.com. That's Wealthy Sisters Radio, WealthySistersRadio.com. Also want to thank you for tuning into the chat room, and make sure you give us a call if you have any questions about our advertisement. So our very special guest today, again, is Ms. Sherry Ways, and Sherry is just sharing some phenomenal tips for us to increase that love and marriage and how you can set up your bedroom to have the chi and the energy flowing and how, you know, all of this does affect us. And now she's going to share with us some ways that we can help increase the cash flow into our businesses by changing how we have our workspace set up. So, Ms. Sherry, go ahead and tell us more. We all ready.
Well, the first thing, if we're talking about our home offices or offices and other workspaces or what have you, you want to really make sure that you're well organized, that you're well decluttered. And, you know, take a look at your space. Take a look at your filing systems and all of those great things, because it's really important to have ourselves organized. Because when you're organized and your files and everything is in place, automatically the energy of yourself, of your business, all your colleagues, things that projects that you're working on, things just start flowing better when you're organized, mm-hmm. you know, in and of itself. And if you need some help organizing, contact someone who does that for a living. There's so many great organizers out there that can come in and just kind of straighten everything out. The second thing that I would say is really look at your office and start feeling a little bit more about your energy level. Assess how you're feeling in that space. Also, take a look around. Are there inspirational pictures on the walls? Are there plants around? I'm a big believer of living things, particularly plants, and how that helps you healthy-wise and how you the air feels better. So you want to make sure that, you know, you have some of these really good inspirational things around you. You know, ask yourself, are you surrounded by beige walls or humming fluorescent lights, okay? Because lighting has a lot to do with it. So if your atmosphere in and of itself is uninspired, guess what? The chances are you're going to be uninspired too. So what can we do about that? Well, first of all, we're always happiest when we're drawn to environments where we feel good, right? You know, you're
right.
Always happier when you're around colors, vibrant spaces, things that make you feel good. And you are always more productive and you feel more safe when you're in those kinds of environments. So we want to make sure that, number one, we take a look at our colors on our walls. You could either decorate color with colors that you like, or one of the things that I do is I work with people on their personal development color and put that into the space. And that's a color
now, is
that
a personal development color unique? I'm sorry to cut you off. Is it
unique to
that person, or is there a color grid that says this color represents the power, this one represents that?
Right. So what I do is part of my feng shui work and interior environment coaching work is I work with individuals, and based on their birth date, the date that they were born, I can determine a color that is personal to that individual.
Okay.
And I have worked with that. But here are some other colors, general colors that work well in the workplace. You know, blues and greens. These are tones that during the day are best for peace and quiet in your workspace. Buttery yellows are pleasant and gently energizing without getting too overdone. Oranges, pale oranges, such as peach, terracotta, salmon, coral, these colors bring a sense of cheerfulness in a workspace. And they're best balanced when you add them to some cooler accents, okay? Mm-hmm. And brown in its many versions, such as pale beige to sand to deep, rich woods, offered a comfort and sense of stability in your space. So I have done some of my best offices have been decorated with greens and browns because that really definitely brings down a sense of comfort, sensibility, and calm and peacefulness in a work environment. Now, both men and women often state there's a preference that they have for white, off-white, or beige colors. But studies have been showing that a higher percentage of mistakes occur in these spaces that are decorated with those colors. So I found that
interesting. Say that again, that's off-white?
You know, we tend to want to go with neutral colors, such as white, off-white, or beige. But I've been doing a lot of research in this area, and I'm finding that studies are showing that there's higher percentage of mistakes that occur in those environments. Now, I'm not sure why, but there's something going on with that. Now, and some people may argue, oh, well, I don't have those problems. Well, you know, you might not. But if you look at it from across the board and some of the studies that are out there, that tends to happen. However, women alone work better than men in any color environment.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
That is.
Yeah, so regardless of gender or personality type, however, color and pattern will be as stressful and counterproductive in bland environments, and I've seen that happen. Now, as far as, you know, how to position your desk and, you know, what is best and what is not best, particularly when I go back to feng shui, I always want to make sure that people are positioned in what I call the command position, and that's the position where no matter who enters your space, you can see exactly what's going on around you. So you want to make sure that your desk is faced in such a way that you can see who's entering your space at all times and who's leaving your space at all times. So that's what they call the command position. So it's basically positioned in such a way that you're seeing who's coming in, okay?
Okay.
And if you notice, even in a lot of executive and corporations, that the head honchos, the corporate presidents, the larger, higher-level management, I noticed, and I started noticing this several years ago when I started studying feng shui, that their desks were always in that position.
Mm-hmm.
It always was in that position, so they can see who's coming in. The other thing is that the best shapes, furniture-wise, are for a work area are either square or rectangle. Okay, irregular shapes tend to cause problems in the workplace if you know something is not exactly in order. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that our furniture is in position in such a way that we're well organized, that we have everything within reach for ourselves. We want to make sure that our chairs are ergonomic. In other words, that they are sitting upright so that we can work and we're positioned correctly in front of our computers. Okay? That we have easy access to a file. Easy access to our telephone, that there's not a whole lot of clutter and we can't find the phone when somebody's calling us.
Can you hear it?
I hear it, but I can't get to my client. So, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, that we have easy access to things. We want to avoid placing our desk so that the doorway is directly behind us.
Mm.
We want to avoid placing our desks where the doorway is at our side. Okay. Again, you know, we want command position. We want to make sure that we're not sitting with our back to a door or a window if we can help it. And believe me, folks, don't get hung up on this. You know, well, I can't do that because, you know, the way my job is, I, you know, can't move the furniture or what have you. These are, you know, in the best scenario, in the best likely solution, if you can do this, if you have control over these things. The other thing you want to avoid is placing the desk where you feel cramped, where you have a bookshelf, you know, right next to you and you don't have enough space to get in and out of your desk, for example. We always want to allow at least 2 feet of space to be able to circulate in any interior environment. Let me see if there's anything else. Does anybody have questions? You know,
What about the lighting?
The lighting.
You know, like lighting. Yeah, what does that have to do with anything? Is there a certain way you should have your lighting?
Yeah, lighting is very important. We want to make sure that our lighting is in such a way that we're able to work on our tasks in a diligent manner and that we're not hearing, for example, if you're in an environment where you're hearing a lot of humming noise from a fluorescent light. See
right.
if you have some kind of control, if you could ask your building supervisor or if you have control to, you know, replace that light. Maybe you don't, you have to have the fluorescent light because that's the way that particular office was designed and built. But make sure that if there's any humming noises or some, you know, things going on that's going to disrupt your concentration, to see if you can get that replaced or fixed, you know, because one of the things with feng shui is not to have anything broken around us. That's very, very important. I like in my home office, for example, is to keep all the lights kind of dim, and I just work directly with my desk lamp. I like having a very calm, intimate environment when I'm working in my home office. I really love that, and I find that I'm more productive that way. Natural light is the best light of all. If you're in an environment that has natural light, let it in.
Right.
Natural light is such a healing property, and it creates
right.
an environment where you feel good.
Now, what about the sounds? You know, I see these fountains you
mm-hmm.
can install in your home or even the
mm-hmm.
little portable waterfalls and music and sound bites. What about that? Is it something that has to do with feng shui as well?
Yeah, well, you can, when we're talking about the water element, water element is a very important element, and I'm glad you brought that up, Deborah, because that deals with money. And
let's talk about that.
So, but we want to be careful of where those fountains and things are placed.
Okay.
Going back to the Bagua, going back to understanding what we call the five elements and understanding what your personal makeup is, you can position a water fountain or some other object that represents an element in such a way to, water fountains give a feeling of calmness and relaxation, and B, based on the placement of that water fountain, it can help with abundance in your business. So so you can use those. But I would caution you to, make sure that you get the right kind of water element, such as a fountain for your space. You want to get something that's going to be easy to maintain, that's not overly expensive, and brings you joy and comfort into a space.
And not, I guess, need to test the sound out, too, because some
exactly,
maybe
annoy
someone.
Exactly, because some of them are very loud. Yes.
Yeah.
some of them are very loud. I recently was in a naturopathic alternative healing center, open house this past weekend, and I saw a wonderful water fountain that greeted me as I entered the space, and it automatically put me to a place of feeling, relaxation and comfort. That, along with the colors in that interior, really created a special feeling, and I could barely hear that fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wall fountain. Many years ago, I had a fountain that I could put on my desk, and I don't care what time of day or what have you, it just made this noise, and I didn't like it. So
right.
I really look to find, when I'm purchasing those things, I want to find a way to, A, test it if I can, or B, ask whoever is selling that particular device, whether it's noisy, whether it's, distracting, what have you. And there's lots of fountains and things that you can find online at various stores, and some of them have them actually running, so you can kind of get a sense of how loud or how soft the sound is.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, tell us a little bit more about the music piece. Is there something that we should put in our environment if we can, and the type of music, or how does that really fit in
it's
feng
funny
shui?
I was writing a blog article just this morning about sound and how that has an implication in the interior environment. Sound is so important. If you're working in, if you have control over your work environment, you really want to make sure that you work with sounds and music and things that are inspiring and make you feel good. For me, I like classical music while I'm working. It just takes me to a place and a level of concentration that, I can't get with any other music. But you put on music and things that inspire you is what I can suggest there. Not a lot of, music that has lyrics that are degrading.
Right.
Because, people don't realize when you're hearing words where someone's swearing or degrading somebody, or music that's piercing, that's environmental pollution, noise pollution for me. And that psychologically can get into your psyche, so to speak, and, begin to bring you down. So you always want to have positive music, positive things, soft music in an environment where you are not distracted by the music, but yet you can hear it as a nice, soothing background noise.
Mhm. Mhm. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I tell you, if you just dialed in and you've got any questions you want to ask our expert, feng shui expert and interior designer, Miss Sherry Ways of Creative Ways with a K and Solutions LLC, please do. You can dial 347-838-9278. Press 1 to let us know you have a question. We have about 5 to 7 minutes left in the show that we can take time for questions. And also, if you're in the chat room, just send us a quick message, and we'll be happy to send that question over. So hold 1 second. Looks like we have a question coming out of a 954. I think that is Florida. Please say hello and announce yourself and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Deborah. It's Cherokee. I'm calling out of New York.
Hey, Cherokee. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you for tuning in. Say hi to Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I think we've met.
Yes. Yes. At the Women's Summit. There goes the laugh.
I know we've met. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I just wanted to say the information was so wonderful, and it just came right on time because I actually in my bedroom had been working on feng shui this weekend, coming up for the fall, making sure I had colors, and I just listened to all of the information that you were sharing. I was like, wow, just great wealth of knowledge that you shared with everyone. I'm just so thankful. The only question I had, because I live in the city, I do have natural light, but it's not enough light. And so what I'm finding when I'm trying to work in the daytime is that I need more light. And I went out, I'm trying to find, you know, what I would consider to be adequate lighting. And I'm very conscious of what you said about the humming sound. But if you have any suggestions on light fixtures, because when I went, they were like, oh, daylight bulbs. And I'm like, that's not really the correct answer because I've tried with daylight bulbs. You know, I'm in a high rise, so a lot of light, even in the summertime, does not come totally into my workspace.
Okay. Now, do you own your space? Do you own your home?
Yes.
Okay, great. You know, one of the things, if you can, this is, I'm going to give you two quick answers. One of the things that I like, if you own your own home and you have the budget for it, I love recessed lights in the ceiling because you can dim them, you can, you know, put them up to the maximum, what have you. And I think they are always excellent lighting for an interior space, particularly for task lighting. That's the first thing. The second thing is I would look for, depending on, and I know in the city there's a lot of the smaller apartments and condos and things like that, so spaces can be an issue. But I would find particularly lamps, maybe floor lamps that have some really nice shades to them, shades that provide lots of light, environmentally friendly bulbs, and lights that actually give you various dimensions in how they're lit in a space so that it gives you, you have an option of dimming, getting to a lighter state, and the lightest that you can get in a space. If you have
like
desk lamps, put those, I'm sorry, yeah, three-way bulbs, thank you. I find those to be very helpful as well. So those would be my two quick things without knowing exactly what's happening in that space and what kind of room you have and what's how much light is coming in and out of that space. And also you might want to look at your wall colors as well. You know, do you have lighter, brighter wall colors that kind of create a little bit more brighter atmosphere in that space as well?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, thank
wonderful.
You so much. Keep up
thank
the good
you, Cherokee.
Work. The information was wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Cherokee. We look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Yes, and I'm really, really excited. Just, Deborah, if I could just mention one thing that I am doing is I'm writing a book.
Yeah, we were going to go to that. That's perfect timing.
Oh.
Tell us about this book.
I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead. Should I talk about that now, or should
yes,
I?
Yes, yes.
Okay. It is called Feel Good Spaces, A Guide to Decorating Your Home for the Body, Mind, and Spirit. It will be out early next year, and it's going to help your listeners and anyone who's interested in walking through the steps of decorating their space. Whether it's their home office, whether it's their living room, their bedroom, what have you. We're going to talk a little bit about the feng shui pieces of this. But we're going to talk about holistically things that you can do so that whenever you enter your home in any space, you could just automatically have that feel-good feeling. So I'm really excited about it. And I'm also excited, Deborah, that I'm going to be putting this out through the Wealthy Sisters Publishing company. So thank you. I'm really excited about this opportunity, and we'll be sharing through my website information on how that book will become available. And if people are interested, there'll be a separate website set up soon for pre-ordering that book.
Oh, yeah, we're excited about it and proud, really proud that you selected us to publish your book, such an awesome book. You know, when you told me of the concept, I told you how in love I was with it, because I really do believe in the holistic approach. And even as soon as I get off this call today, I am already thinking in my head, okay, I got to make some space, some time right now to get rid of some of the clutter that's around me, because I know better. And just hearing some of the things that you shared with us today on the show is just incredible, and we appreciate you for doing that. Tell us how we can get in contact with you. What's your website, and if there's a number that our callers can actually call you afterwards as well?
Sure. My phone number is toll-free, so anyone anywhere around the country can call me. It's 1-888-280-8318. Mm-hmm. That number again is 888-280-8318.
All right.
And my website is www.creative, spelled with a K, ways, W-A-Y-S as in Sam, .com. I'm also on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter with the @ Creative Ways. And I'm also on LinkedIn under Sherry Burton Ways.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. That's great. Well, what would you like to leave with our audience today? We have 1 minute left. And what would you like to share in closing?
Sure. I would like to challenge your listeners to the first thing that you can do for feng shui is start decluttering one room,
mm-hmm.
one room a week, and mm-hmm. see in 30 days how you feel.
One room a week. Wow. That's great. That's great. Well, you've heard it from Ms. Sherry Way. Sherry, tell us, you got a special project coming up in about, you got 60 seconds, you could tell us that.
Sure.
Any workshops you've got coming in the area?
Sure. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, I am teaching Feng Shui, Creating a Loving Home with Feng Shui, a 7-week course to Feng Shui Your Own Home, starting on October 17th at the District of Columbia Community College. It will be on Monday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m., starting October 17th and ending November 28th. The cost is $200. Look at,
wow.
Yeah, only
that's,
$200. Take your whole floor
incredible.
Plan in, and we're going to feng shui it together.
Wow.
And you'll learn everything you need to know about feng shui in that course. And I invite you to look at their website at ccdc.usdc.edu/continuing_education.
Okay.
Or you can call Amanda Olivares at 202-274-7183 to sign up for the course. This is a great opportunity to learn feng shui if you're in the Washington, D.C. area.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Sherry. You've been a dynamic speaker today and sharing some powerful information with us all here on Wealthy Sisters. Again, for all of you guys who've tuned in, thank you, as always, for listening. You can hear this show and our other shows at Wealthy Sisters Radio. Stay tuned next week. We have none other than a super powerful sister. She has one of the top positions that's going to share with you how you can advance your business through assistance through the governmental programs. We'll talk to you next week and continue to have an awesome day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.